Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. There have been concerns about parking on both sides of Hester Street in Dundas, across from Chapel Brewing. City Administrator John McCarthy said there was some discussion at the council level, adding,
"The north side doesn't have a sidewalk, so people have been crossing the road directly, County Road 1 directly, rather than going to an intersection, you know, and crossing at a crosswalk."
He said there's also a safety issue on the north side after the bridge, as it's a designated snowmobile route, explaining,
"If it forces a snowmobile into the traffic lane because people are parked right at the bridge and don't have a chance to get off."
He said there's also a perception that the bridge narrows the road, which adds to the problem. McCarthy said they're going to ask the county if they can post Hester Street as a no parking zone between 2nd and Railway. The county owns the road, so the city must ask permission. The Northfield Council meets tonight after a few weeks off. On the agenda is declaring a local emergency regarding the fire at the wastewater treatment plant's biosolids building. This would allow city staff to move forward on procuring the necessary equipment and workers to rebuild without having to go through all the time-consuming procedures and formalities they normally would on such a major expenditure. They're also asking for a budget amendment of nearly $128,000 for the paving of the East Cannon River Trail. Mayor Pownell and Administrator Martig will be in studio tomorrow morning at 7:20 with a recap of the entire meeting. A Medford man's been charged with third-degree felony assault after reportedly knocking out another man during a fight. Deputies were called to a home in the 100 block of First Street Northeast in Morristown Friday night to report of a fight between two men. The victim told the deputy that 35-year-old Douglas Scott Freelove punched him in the face and knocked him out. Since then, he's had three seizures. The deputy witnessed another seizure as they were talking. The victim was then transported to District 1 Hospital. Four witnesses confirmed that Freelove knocked the victim out cold. He is also charged with fifth-degree assault, a misdemeanor. His initial court appearance is June 18th. And the Dan and Karen Kester family has been named Rice County's 2018 Farm Family of the Year by the University of Minnesota. The Kesters have been raising quality registered Hereford cattle since 1954. Their operation, GVF Herefords, is just outside Northfield in Denison. Dan and Karen were married in 1972 and immediately built a herd from the Herefords Dan had accumulated. They also raised two daughters, Audra and Barbara. Today, the farm continues to be a family operation even after the tragic death of Dan in 2017. The farm currently runs a herd of 70 cows, and their crops focus is mainly on forage for the cattle. The Kesters are also champions of land conservation and stewardship. They've worked with various organizations to protect a native stream, prevent erosion of the limestone bluffs, and protect native prairie plants. The full press release is on KYMNradio.net. News from around the state is next.